The near post, get there first, don't get there second, don't get there third. The near post, get there first, if it's for football news that you thirst. The near post, get there first.
Welcome to the near post, my name's Eamon Flanagan. We're talking all the F's tonight, we're talking Robbie Fowler, we're talking Flanagan, we're talking Fowler, we're talking Fury, we're talking football, and we're talking the F word. And if you don't like the F word, then put your children to bed, turn on the telly and watch the tennis, because it's coming up. Don't worry. With me in the studio tonight is Patrick Bordier. How are you, Patrick?
Hey, how are you going? I'm not doing a Robbie Fowler tonight, so I will be in the station for the whole half hour.
Oh, and Lucy Zellich is with us on Australia Day here in Canberra. How are you, Lucy?
Oh, very well, thank you. As always, a pleasure. Great to be here on Australia Day, wishing everyone a happy Australia Day, if you could really say that. Hope everyone's having a relaxed day aside the barbecue.
Yes, of course they are. What other country could you be more relaxed in? Flanagan.Eamon@gmail.com is the email. Podcast are available, as always, on huge number of sites, nearpost.blogspot.com, on iTunes, and on halftimeheroes.com.au. And we dedicate the show every week, and of course this week we normally dedicate it to a bloke, but this week we're going to dedicate it to a woman. In fact, we're going to dedicate it to Robbie Fowler's wife.
I was wondering where you were going. Well played, Eamon.
Of course. Known across the world as Kerry, dear Kerry. Right. She prefers Toxteth in Liverpool to Townsville. And anybody that prefers Liverpool to North Queensland deserves a show dedication. And so there you go. We're going to talk more about Robbie Fowler and his wife.
We've got a lot of strong opinions about Robbie Fowler and his wife, Kerry.
Particularly in the studio.
Well, she's no Colleen.
And you're going to hear them all very soon, OK? Also, the quiz. Quiz question for the talented duo sitting
all right,
across the desk.
Give it to us.
All right, I'll give you a little pause after playing my little, my little promo. But the question is, the three things you need to do if you want to make it to the A-League, the three things you need to do when you miss a goal in the A-League.
Hey, mate, did you hear that the Socceroos are going to the World Cup?
Really? How did you find that out?
Oh, heard it on the Near Post, mate. Listen in for all your Aussie football news on the Near Post, 6:30 Tuesday, 98.3 FM.
And, of course, on the Australian Community Radio Network, you can hear the Near Post and everything about it. Now, the quiz question this week, three things. If you want to make it in the A-League, and a lot of young Aussie males do, if you want to make it in the A-League, it's not just about being a good football player. We all know that's one of the requirements. In fact, some would say that's not even a requirement, but not us. Not us.
Let's go with dedication and aptitude instead.
That's right. So when you miss that goal, and we have seen a few, think John Aloisi, some of the great goal misses of our season.
He takes the cake, actually. I don't know what else I can say about him.
So what are the three things you need to do when you miss a goal to make it into the A-League?
Would you blame the person who passed it to you?
No. That's not very unprofessional.
Really, you should be blaming yourself. Like, so, if you're going to start blaming everybody else...
You don't blame yourself.
Who do we blame?
Okay, so come on, three things.
It's
what do you do?
It's a blame thing, surely.
It's not a blame thing. Well, think about the audience here, first of all.
Oh, okay.
That's a bit of a clue. Well, where's the game shown?
Where's it? Well, in Australia.
Yeah, but where? On the TV, so you know.
On the telly, right?
Yeah, okay.
Point at the television camera in a manner that suggests that you are.
Now, you've got to be a little bit more subtle than that. You know that when you miss the goal, the camera's going to be on you, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right.
So you don't just turn away and run back.
You've got to make a big show of it. You've got to clasp your hands to your head.
So it's clasping the old hands to the head. Some of them roll it over their hair.
Right.
Some of them just hang it on top of their hair. And you'll notice everybody does it. It doesn't matter whether it's Colossimo.
Swear? What about swear?
And you say, this is the swearing. This is the F word. You have to say. Say fuck. If you're English, like Michael Bridges, you say fuck. But if you're Aussie, you say fuck. If you're Spanish, I don't know what you say, but you're saying, you try and copy an Englishman living in Australia, and it probably comes out fuck. But anyway, and of course, there's one other thing you must do.
You've got more than that. I've got the swearing.
Well, you've
got
two out of three there. The hands on the head.
Yeah. The swearing.
The swearing. Yes, I won't say it again.
It's quite common.
What is the third one?
And the third one is you count to three, because you know that when you count to three, they've played the TV replay.
Right.
And then the camera's on you.
Yes.
And then you do
then
it.
You go
and
then you go
then you get into your whole spiel of showing that you're really devastated.
I think they must practice it at the ACTAS or their institute programs, because everybody seems to do it.
You know, I'm going to make some phone calls. I want to find out if they've got a small course, you know, aside from, you know, strength and conditioning and training and all that sort of thing. Is there a special segment that they take you through where they say, right, this is how you're going to act when you miss a goal?
Well, what are you going to do? I mean, you're not going to be Aloisi and blame Brosk. That was too hard, that pass. I'm too old for that pass. I can't get that. Slow it. I mean, no. So anyway, that's what you need to do.
The near post, bringing you analysis that others fail to do.
Exactly.
After all their years of covering football, the World Game has never brought that analysis. Okay, here's all the big time news coming from the A-League and beyond. Cristiano and Alamo have been dumped from the Adelaide Asian Champions League squad. But I think Lloyd Owusu is off to China, so maybe there's some hope yet for Cristiano.
A lot of talk around China, isn't
there? Yeah, a lot of players going to China. Minister
Joski's going. He's had an offer from Shandong Luneng, so he'll play in the Asian Champions League should he go. And he'll be gone sooner rather than later.
And what about that? That was actually something that I thought would be an interesting topic to chat about, unless you've got it in your quick issues later on, Eamon. You know, is it the smart move for him? I mean, Pim's obviously mentioned that, you know, in order to really start to put yourself in the running for the World Cup, that you need to start thinking about playing away while the A-League season is off.
Didn't Pim specifically say European sides?
Yeah.
I don't know if China's in Europe. I haven't looked on the map recently.
I think
he's got a better chance over there than he does doing absolutely nothing and enjoying the summer in Australia.
I don't think he's going anyway, so I don't think it really matters. Although, the way the Chinese economy is going, Paddy, I think it's pretty European. I mean, they'll be taking over Europe.
They're going to have Europe.
Harry Kuehl. Here it is. Harry Kuehl is out for 2 months. Do not adjust your sets. Do not take the tablet.
This is actually happening.
Harry Kuehl. Oh, dear. Michael McGlinchey heading back to Scotland for a spell with St Johnston before the World Cup and his New Zealand team. Robbie Fowler kissed and made up well. We'll find out a little bit more about Robbie in a minute. Lucas Neal quickly replaced at Everton by Philip Sendros. So, obviously, too many central defenders was not the reason they got rid of him. Adam Griffiths training with the Gold Coast, but he's not wanted by the Gold Coast. Who will take him?
Shock horror, because I'm actually... I mean, not that I think he's, you know, something outstanding, but I think Adam Griffiths is a good footballer, and certainly a lot better than some of the other players that are out on the park
Adelaide,
these days.
Adelaide, for example, could take him.
True, absolutely. They need him as well. They
he's
need anybody.
Long hair. He'd have enough hair to run through when he misses, wouldn't he?
It's true. Why wouldn't you get him?
Yeah, that's right. Nikita Rukavica, the new Harry Kuehl, the new Mark Viduka, the new anybody.
Don't say Mark Viduka. Come on, what are you talking about? Let's not downgrade Nikita here. You can call him the next Harry Kuehl, that's fine.
The next Harry Kuehl, you think?
Mark Viduka was fantastic. Are you... Mark Viduka's biggest fan here.
Mark Viduka's biggest fan. Then we're going to be at odds then for the rest of the show.
Really?
Eamon.
You don't like Mark Viduka?
Oh, I don't like him anymore.
Come on,
definitely
he had a lot of pies, but my God, he was good on the pitch.
Pies. When was he good at the pitch? Does anybody remember?
One game.
Come on, when he played for Celtic, when he played for Leeds, he was an awesome player. Really, really.
Anyway, let's not go there.
Talking about the here and now.
Nikita scored 2 in Belgium. Adrian Pellegrino is not Adriano. Pellegrino even is not heading to Celtic.
Did you
Celtic
say
fans.
Not?
No, Celtic fans rejoice.
Celtic fans rejoice. You're happy that he's not going there.
He might be going to Motherwell instead, apparently.
Right.
Nicky Carl
huge
says no to China.
What is the reasoning behind
nobody
that?
Says no to China, do they?
it's got a bit of weight, China.
Well, what's going to happen to Nicky? I mean, we've debated about this time and time again.
I'm a big fan of him.
I will say that openly. But, you know, what options are there out left for him
Crystal
now?
Palace reserves?
Well, Crystal Palace reserves.
His coach at Crystal
sure.
Palace said there are a lot of options, but a lot of people want to take him on loan, but they want to do a sale for him. So,
right, so they want to get a bit of a dosh.
Benita Mercedes, the FFA Communications Supremo, has been given the boot or resigned, depending on who you believe. So that's also interesting because the commercial manager, John O'Sullivan, has moved on. So, and with the news out today about the World Cup bid, which we will come to in a moment, are we in disarray?
Right. Mm.
And the State Institutes of Sports teams are all playing their 1-4-3-3 in 35 degrees heat in Canberra this week under the watchful eye of a fried hamburger. Hey, got a laugh.
Hey.
Wow.
Quality broadcasting.
No pun intended there at all.
Oh, it was a pun.
No, I think it was intended.
You're too kind. Now, the score from Melbourne, because we like to update you. If you're listening to this on Wednesday or Thursday, after 31 minutes, 58 seconds on Tuesday night, the score is 1 to Melbourne. Melbourne victory 1, Wellington Phoenix 0. Tim Brown always gets a goal, and it's no different tonight. He got a goal, and you you might be puzzled by that because he played for Wellington Phoenix, but it was an own goal, so don't worry. Okay, so Melbourne to win that game, we think.
But Melbourne rolls on.
They should do. I mean, they don't think that they should have any issues coming up against them. They're coasting comfortably now. Paddy, we've always talked about them surging on the home stretch.
This is when they get the money.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, the World Cup story, I just want to quickly though there. There's a story on the World Game. European Mr. Sabletta, Euro Scupper Aussie 2018 bid. Mm-hmm. FIFA President Sepp Blatter revealed that he has had talks with UEFA about a deal that would restrict bids for the 2018 World Cup to Europe. Any thoughts on that?
Why? I want to know why. This has been circulating around. I've heard a few rumours and you know whispers about this. I want to know why. And you know, is that really fair?
I understand that they're doing it for the commercial purpose. What I'm surprised at is that they're actually going out and saying that they're going to focus on Europe. Mm. Normally they just keep that under the table and then give it to a European team.
Well, that's why I was surprised. Yeah. I mean, if they were going to have those intentions, be quiet about it. You know, this is just going to make the teams that aren't included in the European division really upset and angry. Well, I'm angry as
well. How much money has Australia put into it? We've put a lot of money into it.
Not enough, clearly. There is a movement at the moment among the various candidates that in the end it would be a good solution, says Mr. Blatter. If the candidates for 2018 would only be those from Europe, he told a press conference, it's not been finally decided, but it's the idea also to make the work of FIFA easier, and especially that of the executive committee. Lazy git. So he just wants an easy life.
That's
basically what he's saying in not so many words, and I think that's just completely unfair. Like we said, we've put so much money into this, and who's to say that we aren't capable of hosting it?
Well, in reality, I think most people have been saying, you know, that England or Europe are going to get 2018 just puts Australia up against Asia and therefore the USA for 2022, and that's probably where a lot of sort of onlookers have been saying we're heading, whether we like it or not. So maybe, you know, the FFA have got to come out with some good spin to
That's right, but we shouldn't be in this situation. You need open and transparent bidding for these things.
We're dealing with FIFA.
Yes, I know we're dealing with FIFA, but you know, FIFA's got to pull its pants up. It's got to run. It's an organisation. It's got to run effectively, doesn't it?
Never have it done in the past.
And we can't expect it for the future, particularly when there's things like this emerging as well. So it's a big shame and you know, quite you know, disappointing that it's come out that way, unfortunately.
OK, we'll move on to Robbie Fowler. What's up north? Robbie Fowler, will he stay or will he go now?
What's he doing? Robbie, what are you doing?
He's pulling a Craig Moore, I told you. He's basically come out and said, it's either me or the coach. Now, you know, I thought, and I will always repeat it to everybody that I chat to about this, the Brisbane Roar CEO came out and said, no individual is bigger than the club. We're not having it.
And
so if you want to go, you
can
go.
They're about 10th on the table,
but
aren't they?
I understand if this has been the 10th or 11th time that Robbie Fowler was left on the bench, but it wasn't. This is the first time. Mm. And it may be a bit naive here, but, you know, you should be playing for the team. Mm. And that, if they were playing, as, you know, Ferguson said, a 4-1 formation, Dyren Dale starts. Robbie Fowler is not somebody who can lead the line. He doesn't have the strength to do that. He doesn't have the height to do that. There wasn't a position on the park for him. Why does he freak out like this?
Les Murray says he should play every game.
You know, one of the interesting things...
Yeah, I'm not with that.
No. Well, no. You know, I read a few things, and Ian Ferguson came out, and who is obviously the coach, and Peter Kelly also, he was talking about, you know, the issues...
Don Matheson. Peter Kelly's the Perth guy, isn't he?
Excuse me. I've got my CEOs mixed up.
They're all the same.
Yeah, he came out and actually said, you know, we were thinking of using him as like a as an impact player. And I thought, an impact player, it's not like he's some young gun 18-year-old that you can get out there who's going to have some fresh legs on the park and actually do something. He's not one of those players, and unfortunately, his performance levels aren't there anymore. So I thought it was unusual, and I think, well, particularly after what Ian Ferguson said, he was quoted as saying, we've had a couple of ding-dongs before. He's moved on, I've moved on.
Eamon's got an interesting theory on this one.
I have. What is it?
Oh,
you mean the one?
Well, Sydney Town.
It's all to do with Kerry. Kerry doesn't like it up north because it's too hot. And if you're from Toxteth in Liverpool, then, you know, there's just... Well, yeah, it's just way too hot. But the children are happy, apparently, because obviously they will be.
Right.
As Lucy mentioned, they're missing the family. Now, the family probably don't want to fly out to northern
to Townsville.
But, you know, Sydney... Now, Sydney has a bit of a... If you say to people back home that you're living in Townsville, they're like, where? But if you say you're living in Sydney...
But what
Sydney
is this about?
Got a bit of class. Aloise is moving on.
Well, let me take this
Marquee
further
man.
And tell you what it's about.
Oh,
it's about real estate.
I've got so many opinions about this.
There's so much more real estate to buy in Sydney. Mm. Robbie Fowler will be...
Happy could you give us Larry. A bit of a rendition of
okay,
the song,
here
please?
Comes the song.
here we go.
Do it just yourself if you don't like Eamon Flanagan singing on the radio.
Sing, please.
The song in when Robbie Fowler lived in England, he owned a lot of houses, and the fans used to sing to the tune of, I don't know what the tune is, but anyway. We all live in a Robbie Fowler house. A Robbie Fowler house. A Robbie Fowler house. Stop. Okay, so there you go. Now, anyway, well, there's more on Robbie Fowler, no doubt, to come and with, yeah, whatever.
I think she needs to shut her mouth. I'm sorry for all the women out there.
Kerry hasn't
very
said
attached
anything.
To
them.
No. The agent's come out and the agent has said, representing them, look, she's got a lot of family over there. She's got five sisters. She's very close to them and all this kind of stuff. Obviously, she's not happy here.
I've got three brothers. The sister, I'm stuck in camera.
And am I but I mean, it just goes to show. We spoke about this earlier off air. I've always said, you know, if you marry a footballer, expect that you're going to be travelling and bouncing
well,
about.
Well, she did though. She when they had to go to Leeds, which was about 60 miles away, she made
that's
the move.
Right. She actually did.
And then when she went to Manchester, which was only 20 miles away, she probably stayed in Liverpool. So you know, you can't knock it.
The boy from Toxteth maybe needs to become the boy from Sydney.
Yeah, that's right. And more interesting, I'm intrigued by the suggestion that Robbie Fowler might take up a coaching position next year, which.
Yes.
Long term
Captain
is a very
coach.
Interesting proposition for Australian football. Not that
well,
I suggest
it, well,
he would be a good coach.
What could it do for Australian football? What do you think?
Well, that's a good point. I don't know. It would because I don't know that he would have any of his coaching qualifications, so there's no guarantee that he's going to come in with...
It doesn't necessarily mean he's a good coach.
No,
anyway.
That's right.
Look,
well,
maybe his novelty
him,
is
yeah.
gone. You've had the best of Robbie Fowler. You've had a season of him. You get rid of him, another marquee player, bring in the crowds
that's
again.
It. OK, the Near Post says, we don't want Robbie as a marquee in Sydney or anywhere else. He's done his dash. We've had a great time.
Take Kerry and get back to Toxteth.
Adelaide United season is over, although their Asian Champions League run is continuing. But what went wrong with Adelaide this season?
Bring it down to one player.
A player?
One player.
One?
Lloyd
I thought Owusu. This was a team sport. Why?
He was supposed to open up the goal-scoring gates for them. He was supposed to be the big guy, getting his head on the ball, holding up the ball, passing it off to Lecky and Dodd, mm-hmm. who had come flying down. He didn't score a goal.
So what?
He really struggled to put the ball in the back of net to be effective. Mm. And I thought that he would be, when they signed him, I thought he's exactly the player you want.
Everybody had said that.
Yeah,
so you're
he's
not
a flash name.
That,
he's a big guy. He knows what he's doing. And it just didn't click. And I believe that that's what happened with Adelaide.
My response to that is then, why didn't they, if they saw that that was the problem, let's say for this instance, if they saw that Lloyd wasn't doing his job, why not do something about it? Why
well, they tried. See, here's the thing. When they dropped him, then they put Dodd and Lecky up front. Mm-hmm. And that's a combination that really hadn't played a lot together. Lecky is far too young, and they're not goal scorers. Mm. They just didn't have anybody else apart from
Travis Owusu. Dodd, I agree with you. I think he's more of a creator. Yep. I don't think he's a finisher. I think he's there to basically put the ball through, yep. for someone
Matthew
that can
Lecky,
obviously
though,
finish.
Matthew Lecky is the find of the season, isn't he?
Of the
is
season?
Awesome. You think?
Tommy Orr?
No, Matthew Leckie's way
better. You love Tommy Orr, don't you, Paddy?
I love you, Tommy.
Well, I love Matthew Leckie. He'd eat Tommy Orr for breakfast. I don't care what you say.
Hey?
He's power, he's guts, he's energy, he's dynamite.
And what's Tommy Orr with his accurate crossing, his fast runs, cutting runs down the left?
That's
all
nothing
right.
on Matthew Leckie. You've had that baby, you haven't seen Adelaide play, have you? You've been asleep at the wheel, Paddy. So Matthew Leckie's a good thing, but Lloyd Owusu, although he has got a trial in China, so maybe China knows something we don't. Now, that leads us nicely into Adelaide's lack of a strike force. To turn around to the season, as the season comes to an end, I'm thinking maybe the strike force are what will win the league. Will it be the last man standing? A lot of the strike forces are actually a little bit weak. I mean, Melbourne have Archie and Carlos. If Archie got injured in the last two or three games, we could be in problems. Sydney, already we've seen them tottering.
They're struggling, yep.
With John Aloisi and Bridge.
But they came back after the weekend.
Didn't they play well? I did like Chris Payne, by the way.
Yeah, I thought they did really well to actually come back after that. And even the coach came out. What's his name for the life of
me again? Vyacheslav.
Thank you.
Lavica
came out and he said, you know, I was really proud of them, the way that they performed. Because normally, Sydney, you don't really see them come back fighting, do you? They either get that one goal and then focus on their defence. Exactly.
Yeah. I don't know.
John
Aloisi
had
Aloisi,
we're going to say it on the Near Post, aren't we? He had a good game.
He did have a good game.
No,
he
we said that.
Do not adjust your sets.
And look, he will forever be in my heart after that penalty. And I want him to do well. And I think maybe if he can get to the end of the season, season.
Oh, we love
and
him.
And then maybe...
Retire.
Maybe that's the end.
Just
of
give it the boot. You know? And see, that's the problem, though. You said something really interesting there. My heart will always...
Always.
For John because I'm sorry, of
Amy,
that
by
penalty.
The way, Aloisi is the one.
Yeah, and for me too. So, I love Aloisi more than...
He scored it.
But he's useless.
He is useless. And all he did was score a penalty. It was a penalty. I'm sorry. That's
that
all he did.
That penalty made me cry.
I'm still crying. Was it because he took his shirt off, or was it because it was a goal?
He's still making me cry.
For all the wrong reasons.
Oh, Lucy, that moment.
You can't ever forget that
moment. No, I know that moment. I do. Yeah. But the problem is that everybody is still hanging on to that moment tooth and nail with John Aloisi. It's like we need to move on from that.
I'm still
going to
hang on.
No, we need to look on from that and realise that, like Amy said, he is useless. There's nothing else after that.
Oh, come on. He played well on the weekend and he scored a goal.
On the weekend.
Yes, one game away.
One weekend out of how many rounds of football? How many rounds of football have we played now?
First time in two seasons he's played well.
Lucy, with your statistics and your goal counting, all you need to know is Aloisi scored the penalty to get us into
the game.
The Gold Coast have Taj Minnick, they've got Shane Smeltz, they've got Jason Kalina, they've got Charlie Miller, they've got Joel Porter scoring goals. Melbourne Victory, as we mentioned, have got Carlos Hernandez and Archie Thompson. Perth Glory, Milis Dajoski on the move. So Daniel McBreen and nobody else perhaps. And Wellington Phoenix have got Eiffel. Who else?
And Daddy.
To
me, it seems like it's going
to
be a good combination.
Any injury to those key players, I think, could decide...
who will take the match?
Brosco Aloisi out, I
think that's really going to scuttle that.
Archie
Sydney
Thompson, he's been very injury free.
You think he's getting one soon?
You think he's due? Yeah. Yeah. I think it's awful when anybody gets injured. But
now, obviously, with that opinion, you went and checked with the great AC Milan medical staff.
Oh, my gosh.
The predictors of injury.
Tim Brown and John McCain have just got a yellow card for Wellington Phoenix down at their dome. It's still 1-0.
Angry about that own goal. Yeah.
No doubt. Now, we've got this weekend's game coming up. What have we got? Oh, we've got a cracker. We've got Melbourne versus the Gold Coast at the Gold Coast.
Skilled Park in the Gold Coast. Friday the 29th. I'm looking very forward. I said that was the game of the round. Unfortunately, I'm going to miss that because I'm down at the coast for a wedding. But my pick for the round.
So Melbourne will be, after this game tonight, we're assuming.
Top of the table.
44 points. Sydney on 42 and the Gold Coast on 41. So should Gold Coast not win that game on the weekend, they cannot win the title. They'll be 6 points behind with two to go.
Right. So it's all on.
So it's all on for the Gold Coast.
It is going to be a big game for them, and I think they're going to come out guns blazing, particularly with that knowledge.
It's true, and I think the 7 fans that the Gold Coast have will be right behind them. I am going for Melbourne to win that game.
7 fans.
They don't have many more.
No, they don't have a lot.
What about Saturday the 30th, Brisbane Roar versus Sydney at Suncorp?
Ooh. That's crucial for Sydney again, isn't it?
And I don't think it's crucial for Brisbane. And
I'm planning to go to the big game of the year, Sydney versus Melbourne in Sydney. So I want everything to be hanging on that game. I want it do or die. So,
Who are we picking for the rounds here? So we said back to Friday, Gold Coast versus Melbourne.
Melbourne.
Yeah.
Wellington home to Adelaide.
Wellington home to Adelaide, I'm going to say Wellington. Look, Adelaide, they're down in the dumps. They're bottom of the table at the moment.
The Phoenix just care more about the game.
They do.
They don't do very well away from home, Wellington, but I think...
Adelaide
but
given
considering
up,
that they're at Christchurch this weekend, they're going to do okay. North Queensland Fury versus Newcastle at the Dairy Farmers Stadium.
Well, will Robbie be on the bench?
Will he be there at all, or will he refuse to play? I'm going to say Newcastle for that one.
Does Kerry want to come down to Newcastle? Is it nice enough
for him?
Up north, that one.
Need
it's
to sit you down and have a chat, Kerry.
It's also Brisbane's last game of the season against Sydney at Suncorp, and there's some rumours that they might not be playing there next season because... they don't get enough people through the gate. But anyway, North Queensland and Newcastle. I think Newcastle have to win that one as well too.
Do comfortably. I don't think they'll have any problems. Sunday, 31st of January, Perth Glory take on the Central
Coast
Mariners.
Now, this is a crucial game because Perth are 6 points ahead of the Central Coast. So, realistically, the only team that any of the bottom three or bottom four can catch is Wellington and or Perth. Now, assuming Wellington beat Adelaide, Central Coast beat Perth, there'll be 3 points in it with two to play. So this is Central Coast's last chance, and Perth can sort of send them.
Can we talk about what's happened to the Central Coast?
Yes, we can.
Okay.
Okay, let's talk about what's happened to the Central Coast. They were top of the league. They lost five in a row. So what has happened to the Central Coast?
But why has this happened? Because normally when we think about it, you know, during the pre-season, they always, if not come out on top, they're always trailing a few, you know, points behind. But, you know, during the regulation season, they actually do quite well.
They do.
I'm surprised to see what's happened to them.
Matt Simon's gone missing.
Yeah.
You know, and
he's a pivotal player for them,
isn't
he?
Yeah, I think so. He was putting them in.
Strikers. It's all about, they haven't actually played that badly in games.
No, they're always a hard-working team, but they haven't been getting those set plays, and Matt Simon hasn't been putting the ball in the back of the net.
And would you say, Paddy, that that's one of their strong points, the fact that they are very set pieces focused?
I think that is their strong point.
They're big and strong.
That's how they get it.
They don't like it. They do like it up them. But interestingly, they've also had two more creative players in Michael McGlinchey and Nicky Travis this year.
That's right.
And maybe, sadly to see, maybe that's backfiring for Laurie, because I mean, actually, I was actually enjoyed watching them a few times this year.
That's right. Maybe they've tried to be what they're not.
Yeah, it's a sad.
Well, because they're normally they're pretty simple on the park, aren't they?
Yeah.
Whereas now maybe the addition of those two has kind of, you know, led to something a bit more creative, which is not working for them.
No, it's it's interesting because the crowds have dropped away considerably as well. Obviously,
And obviously because they're not doing that well.
No, so a few problems for the Central Coast. Central Coast, Brisbane, North Queensland and Adelaide are the bottom four. We can't see them changing, can we?
No, not at all.
No, Brisbane are in disarray ever since that new coach came who decided to get rid of all the old players.
Postecoglou.
Yeah, he's made a stance. North Queensland, I think North Queensland have done well this season. I mean, it's their first team time ever in the league. I know Gold Coast have done better, but to put a squad together for the first time, it's not easy to put a whole club together and perform. And
I think Robbie Fowler had a really good season, apart from last week, obviously. I think he was much more of the player than I thought he would be.
Everybody thought that, though.
Yep.
We had, you know, very low expectations of Robbie. We thought he's going to come out there and be eating Big Macs every, you know,
we were critical.
5 minutes and
not more so than the near post. We gave him heaps.
We did give him heaps. Everybody did, you know, and then he came out and he scored some real, you know, blinders. They were absolutely excellent goals.
In fact, he's a top scorer, so why would you drop the top scorer?
Yes.
Yes. Going back to what Ian Ferguson said, I think they had a few problems beforehand.
I think there's more to the story.
There is more to the story. What is going on that we don't know about?
There's nothing going on that we don't know about on the near post, Lizzie. You should know that by now. We know everything. So, crucial game coming up, crucial round this weekend. Sydney, Melbourne, Gold Coast, they're the top three. They're 7 points clear. Can anybody see who's going to win it out of those three?
Can anyone see that changing? Paddy, who would you like to see win?
Oh, Melbourne.
Really?
Melbourne.
Yeah.
Hey, no, I'll tell you who I do like in Melbourne.
I don't think Gold Coast deserve it. See, that's the thing.
Marvin Angola. What a new player. I don't know whether you got a bit of him. Played about 20 minutes for the last two games. He can play a pass to a forward. I like that in my players.
Wow.
Yes.
He's just the sort of player that might fit in.
He could actually create a little bit of havoc in the final series, creating a goal opportunity. How about that?
I want to know why you think they don't deserve it.
Oh, because they're a first team. They're a team that's a bit of a money bags team. I think you got to earn these things.
Money bags.
This is the reason why I've liked North Queensland over Gold Coast the whole season through.
Really?
Yeah.
Well.
Look, I'm not a giant fan of them, but for me, I think it would be nice if they actually took out the final. I don't think they will, but it would be good.
That would be nice. We'd like to see a nice team.
It would be interesting for Australian football to see somebody else take it out. I think we're all used to the Melbourne victories and the Sydney FCs. It's time to bring in some interesting new.
And it's time to go, Lucy, on that last word. So thank you very much. And if you go into the near post, guys,
get there first.
Good on you.
The near post, get there first. Don't get there second, don't get there third. The near post, get there first. If it's for football news that you thirst. The near post, get there first. The near post, get there first. Don't get there second, don't get there third. The near post, get there first. If it's for football news that you thirst. The near post, get there first. The near post, get there first. Don't get there second, don't get there third. The near